Right, folks, we're back. It's in the new year, and unfortunately, Aidy is not here. Chris is here. He's big enough for the pair of them. Aidy's not very well. His MS has caught up with him a little bit. So, oh, cheers. Thank you, Christopher. Just a bit of a slurp.
Nice,
nice cold water. So, it's back. We're back with the new year. It's... what's the date? It's the 10th, isn't it?
10th today.
10th. It's 20 to 3, and it's the first podcast of 2022. You have a good Christmas, mate?
I did, actually.
Yeah, nice and steady.
Yeah, very relaxed. You?
Yeah, we met you.
Yes, we did. Yes, we went for a nice drink at a village that I'd never been to before called Walton.
That's correct.
And the pub was called The Anchor.
Yeah.
I do recommend it if anyone fancies going there.
They've got traditional, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it's relaxing.
Yeah. And none of this music blaring out, none of these TVs all over the place watching Chelsea Spurs from 2015 or something.
It's a very intimate pub.
Yeah.
So there's no distractions. They had an open fire. Bar staff were friendly. It's just a nice traditional pub.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you think stereotype quintessential English pub for all our American viewers, that's it.
Yeah. Like something out of Darling Buds of May.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a nice little pub. So, yeah, we met up there. We had a few drinks, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it's all good, weren't it? So, anyway, folks, this is the podcast, 3 P's in a podcast. Obviously, we've only got the 2 P's. Sounds cheap, doesn't it? 2 P's.
I feel like we're ripping you off.
Look us up on Audio Boom, and that will lead us to Apple and everything. This is Grandma's Studio in Loughborough. If you want to hire this place out to do your own podcast, get in touch with them. And that's it. Thanks to Jasmine Wallace again for the artwork. And like I've started to say on most podcasts, if you want to sponsor this, just get in touch with us on the bluevanmancontacts@gmail.com, and I'm sure you and Elliot can work something out. I want to do that manscape thing.
What's that?
It's like a trimmer for your balls.
Oh.
I've got one. The Brilliant.
Did you get it for Christmas?
No, I bought it off. Drew Geordie was doing a promotion on it, so I bought one, and it's brilliant. I've reviewed it.
I'll have a look.
Yeah, well, I've not got my nuts out on the... so your decorations are down then, Christmas, all that done?
Took them down yesterday. I did say to Sophia, can we leave the Christmas tree up just for another week? She said, not a chance. And it seems, you know when you get used to the tree being up, when you first put it up, you think, oh my God, it's taking up loads of room. And then you get used to it.
Yeah.
So when she took it down yesterday, it looked bare.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And all the cards. But you just get used to it again, won't
you? We have a garland on the mantelpiece.
Oh,
we like it's just like a load of wreath stuffs we like.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
really good like that, so it's really good. So any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I have. And normally it's a silly normal stuff. Oh, I'm gonna save a bit more, I'm gonna diet and this, that. I'm just going to be a better human being.
But Chris, you're already perfect.
Stop it, Dave. Stop it. He's right. I'm just gonna try and be nice, because the older you get, you become more grumpier.
I do.
Oh, and you let stuff like the media wind you up, or car drivers, and you get snappy. And I don't want to do that this year. I just want to be a kinder. I'm not going to give to charity or anything like that, but that's a joke, by the way. I will. But I just want to be just a nicer person and not get wound up.
Oh, I'm always wound up. I'm like a fucking elastic band.
Yeah, but don't you think it stresses you out?
Oh, yeah. The thing is, though, the worst thing is, mate, I actually enjoy it. I actually enjoy being unhappy and grumpy.
So I don't want to anymore.
Anyway, people are saying, shut the fuck up and get in with the podcast. So we're going to move on, folks. We're going to have a chat about Tony Blair.
Mm.
I'm not going to call him Sir Tony Blair, because I don't think he deserves it. I mean, the funny thing is, at the moment in our house, if Tony Blair is mentioned, June shouts, prick!
Yeah. It's tell me your thoughts on it first.
Well, what it is, though, I've made a few notes. He was the Prime Minister between 1997 and 2007. He's been appointed a Knight Companion of the Most Noble Order of the Garter in the New Year's Honours list. He's been opposed and stuff. Somebody called Angus Scott has put a petition in. He doesn't want him to have it, and he's had over 1 million signatures.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I've signed it.
Have you?
I fucking have, yeah.
No, I would sign it, but I don't know how to get on the thing.
Apparently, it's been hard to get to find online.
See, they've made it difficult.
Made it difficult. Yeah. He's put the petition in. He was personally responsible for causing the death and countless innocent. That's better. I can hear myself now. I've been talking to this, but not into the end. He was personally responsible for causing the death of countless innocent civilians' lives and servicemen in various conflicts. The petition adds. The bloke's a prick.
Yeah. Yeah. My thoughts are, deep down, I don't think he's bothered about it, because he's made so much money. He's made it over something like 35 million since he stopped being a prime minister. And he knows that people don't really like him.
I think he gets off on it.
Yeah, and because he's in the media again, which he loves.
Yeah.
But he's happy at how he is. And like I said to you at the beginning of this, I don't want to get wound up by stuff, but
it winds you up.
I just don't understand the mentality of why they've given him it. And their excuse is every prime minister, ex-prime minister gets it.
Yeah.
That's a poor excuse. Mm. You say that to the families who've lost their loved ones, but to go into a war that they shouldn't have had to have gone in. There's that woman called Katie Piper who got acid thrown over her about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
She's on Loose Women. She got, an
MBE.
MBE.
Yeah.
Now, she deserved it.
Yeah, I tweeted that. I went on her Twitter page and I said, one of the few people who actually deserves the reward.
Deserves it, because the pain she must have gone through.
Yeah. Not just physically, but mentally as well.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to sound this wrong, but she looked like the character in Raiders of the Lost Ark when his face melted. She looked out, and the way she's come back, you've got to give her credit. You really have.
But her definitely deserves it. Him, no. The other one I really don't understand. Why Mel B?
I don't know.
Why Mel B? And I don't get that.
No. I don't understand that one as well. Is it because she's been... a victim of abuse?
Millions of women victim of abuse. I can't get my head around that.
No, I can't.
At all.
The thing with Tony Blair as well is that... they'll say, right, Tony Blair did a lot of good stuff. He did this for so many certain people. He's done this for that while he was prime minister. Mm. But his overall legacy...
is the war.
Is the war, yeah. The fact
a million
that
people took to the Capitol to say no.
Yeah.
We're supposed to live in a democratic society. Surely, right, they're employed by us.
Yeah.
They should listen to us.
Yeah.
And he and Bush said, you know what, we're not going to listen to you at all. We're going to invade.
Yeah.
And how are we supposed to trust MPs? Well, obviously, we don't.
No, we don't.
Because it's just got worse and worse and worse. The only good thing he did was what he did with Ireland.
Yeah. But was that him, or was that Mo Molan that did it?
Oh, she did brilliant.
Yeah, she was absolutely...
She did it while she had cancer.
Yeah, proper, really... I like Mo Molan.
Is she still alive?
No, she's dead, mate. Fucking the big C got her. I think he got her around the same time he got my mum. I'm not sure, I can't remember. But the thing with Tony Blair is as well is that he just seems to... You said that, he stopped being Prime Minister. He still thinks he's fucking Prime Minister. It's like Labour just wheel him out. Oh, Tony Blair's out. The people will listen to him. No, they won't listen to Tony Blair because the bloke's a fucking prick.
No, and because no one has respect for him. No.
And the other thing about this, when you said about a million people demonstrating against the war, right? I believed the government. I believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
And I was all for, let's get in there. Let's get him.
Why did you believe?
Because... Well, how old was I in 97? What, 20-ish. No, we're 30-ish. Fucking hell.
We'll go for 29 now.
Yeah, we'll go for that. Because I actually believed the government. I believed what they were saying. I believed that they wouldn't even dare go into a country without the evidence of weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. I know.
And I feel quite ashamed that I was fucking suckered in. And this is why I don't particularly believe the governments nowadays. Because they're all a bunch of lying bastards.
I just don't know why they do it.
But it's money, weren't it? It was pure money to get in there. To
take over the oil fields.
To take over oil fields, to create weapons, to just build up the military. And then what happens is they go and leave a fucking shitload there in Iraq and Afghanistan.
So many, but the thing is, Saddam Hussein, however he ran it, you'd never see him on the news. It'd always be about the IRA this, IRA that. Soon as he broke it up, there was different fractions and fighting within each other. And it's to this day, it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And that's, it's cause and effect. And that's what him and Bush have done.
Yeah.
And they really thought they could just walk away.
Yeah.
And then him to get a knighthood.
Yeah.
I think he has no respect for the British public.
No, he ain't.
For
he
him
hasn't.
To be so up his own bum and to be so narcissistic,
yeah.
to think that.
He looks evil, though. I've
with
seen
his
him
smile.
In the day. Yeah, and his eyebrows, got. He yeah. looks like a fucking Batman.
Do you remember
character.
That cartoon on ITV? It was like a spitting image, but it was a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he used to, and his smile was like the Joker.
Yeah, he is.
Horrible.
He is. But why do you think then, Chris, I made a few extra comments here. Why do you think he's got the award now? And not like,
because he's been a big supporter of the injection, the COVID, and he said, "Oh, everyone get your jabs," and the government are loving him for it.
Yeah,
that's what he. If he turned around and said, "Listen, I'm not comfortable with it," and I personally think it's up to the individual if they want to, the government, there's no way they'd give him it.
Well, I personally think because they've got this thing where prime ministers they get given a knighthood, right? Mm. I personally think that what they've done is the Queen's give it to him because I think this will be her last New Year's honours list.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
So I think what she's done, I think because the Duke's dead, and I think the Duke didn't want Blair to have it. I think this is why it's happening now. Yeah. The Duke's died. I think this will be the Queen's last honours list.
Yeah.
I think to take the pressure off Charlie boy, she's giving the thing now because if Charlie comes in next year and gives a New Year's honours list, and Tony Blair's the first fucking idiot he gives it to. It
won't be favourable to Prince Charles.
No. It'll make him, you know what I mean? So straight.
On the offset, he'll be classed as, oh, he's not going to be as good as his mum. But I know exactly what you're saying, and I totally agree. I'm a big royalist, and I saw the Queen walk to a car, and she looked so fragile.
Yeah.
When she did the speech on Christmas Day, you could see the struggle.
Yeah, well, she's an old woman. She should
she's
be
95.
Sitting. She should be sitting at home with bloody digestives and a tea with a corgi. Well, I think all the corgis are dead, aren't they?
Corgi.
Yeah.
But I'm also excited because she's got to do this year because it's the platinum. We've got 4 bank holidays, 4 days off in June, which I can't wait. But I'm excited and saddened at the same time that I've known the Queen since I was born. That's all I've ever known. But to have a king while I'm alive, to have new stamps, new money, it would just be amazing. And to see him, become king.
Yeah.
At St. Paul's Cathedral, it would just be
You know
amazing.
All your shit, don't you, mate? You know it all. You know what's happening.
No, I love the royals. And I don't understand how, if you're British, you should be proud.
Yeah.
It's an institution. It's been going around for nearly 2,000 years. Why wouldn't you be proud? Why would you want to live in a republic?
I don't know.
But I do totally agree that she's done it for that. She didn't normally get involved with politics, but she's doing it to make her son take the pressure off.
I think it definitely is. It is one of those things. But then again, it's with people now, they're saying that we shouldn't be signing the petition about Tony Blair, but it's a democracy. We are in a country where we are actually allowed to do things. And if we think he's a prick and shouldn't get his knighthood, we can actually sit down, somebody can get a petition going.
Yeah.
And to get over 1 million people say, we're not happy with this. I think the government have actually, let's face it, he's going to get it. He's going to get his knighthood.
Yeah.
Hopefully when he kneels down, Charles will lop off his ear or something.
Prince William will do it.
Yeah, perhaps they might get Harry back because he's like good with weapons, isn't he?
I do like Harry.
I liked Harry, but he's just such a fucking idiot now.
He's
just winds me up.
In love. That's the only.
Is he in love, or has he been told he's in love?
No, he loves her.
Yeah.
And I like Meghan. I think she's all right. I just think she's one of those, and I'm not saying this in a racial way or to cause controversy. She's one of those African black women who've got a chip on the shoulder that can't let the past be.
She was black.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was black.
But this is the thing. She's black when she wants to be black. Because when she went to do that program Suits, she straightened the hair. She put light moisturizer. She looked white. Mm. And then all of a sudden, she's established. This Black Power business comes out.
Yeah.
Beyonce did it.
Yeah. I honestly didn't know she was black or she classed herself as black.
And then she's like making out all the media racist. Media aren't racist. They just don't like your attitude.
Yeah, it's your attitude. If you act like a twat, people will treat you like a twat.
Like, I'm not a big fan of Kate Middleton, but she adheres to the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, the press love her for that. It doesn't mean the press are racist.
Yeah.
Never heard anything to death. But I do like Harry.
Yeah. I did, but he's this thing with Meghan now and the fact that he's preaching to everybody about global warming, then he's flying around on a fucking jet and he's got like 18 bathrooms and he's just live in our world and not your own little fucking world. So we're against Tony Blair getting this knighthood.
Absolutely.
But he's going to get it, so it don't really matter. That was a waste of 20 minutes or so on a fucking podcast.
It was a nice discussion.
It was a nice discussion. Right, moving on then, folks. We are now moving to the TARDIS moment. So let's get the jingle in. TARDIS moment now. And we're back. I love that. I love the TARDIS moment thing. It's, you know what I mean? It's just this little thing we do.
That's to fantasize.
So this is the TARDIS moment. This is when you go back in history to witness a time, an event of time, just to witness it, not change it. I've tried to change Michael Schumacher falling over on his skis, but, you know, you're not allowed to do it. So, Christopher, what is your stone? Fucking hell, I've told you mine. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you mine now because I'll give it away. My TARDIS moment would be Stonehenge.
How come, David?
Because I want to see how they got them great fucking rocks.
Oh.
Yeah, up and over from wherever. Because they didn't get, like, Jusons to come and bring them around on the back of a lorry, did they?
They could have used ladders. Wooden ladders.
They could have used wooden ladders. But what I'm saying is where the rocks apparently are from Wales.
But that could just be a rumour.
No, because they've took samples of the rock.
And it is from...
It's from Wales.
Wales.
So how did they get them from Wales all the way to...
But why get them from Wales? Why couldn't they do it where they are?
Because it wouldn't have weighed up, would it? You need that kind of rock or something. They needed that special kind of rock. Is it a blue stone or something like that?
I really don't know.
I think it's... fuck's sake. I don't know. I should have looked into this a bit more. I just remembered it in the back of the van. What were I doing in the back of the van? But I just think that how they got them rocks. I mean, how many is there?
Hang on, because this would be on. Quickly, we'll have to talk about Anton Deck's new game show I watched last night, but we'll discuss that in a minute. And one of the questions they had last night is about how many flags are on the Blue Peter thing. I know you're thinking, where are you going with this, Chris? So if I sort of count it up, I think there's 12, maybe 14.
I reckon there's probably then 24 because it would have... So you got two, you got like goals, haven't you?
Yeah.
And then you got a couple on the floor.
We'll have to Google that.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to do that. We'll do that for next... But anyway, I'd just like to have seen them do Stonehenge, get the rocks over. I mean, I'd have had to stay there for a couple of weeks or months and eat boar.
Oh.
Wild boar.
There's no supermarkets.
No.
The women didn't shave.
No, women didn't shave. There'd be no green lights outside the supermarket, so you'd have, you'd just waltz in, wouldn't you?
And what about water?
Oh, I think they just drank water, didn't they? I don't suppose it was as polluted nowadays, is it? Then as it is nowadays, is it?
Unless your body
adapts.
Yeah.
Well, they used to drink beer, didn't they? They made the water into beer to kill all the impurities and stuff.
How long ago was it when they did it?
Well, fuck knows.
Was it before Christ?
Before Christ, I think, yeah.
Were they religious?
Oh, well, this is the whole idea, isn't it?
They did
it for the sun, the god, the son of God or whatever it is. So,
it's a good point. How did they do it? At least we know the reason why they did it.
Yeah, so a load of hippies can go down there on the summer solstice, dancing around naked. I quite fancy that, to be fair.
Like running around naked?
Yeah, coming up with a... I'd give being a nudist or a naturist a go. I quite like the idea of it.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Not in the cold, though.
Oh, no.
Not in the cold.
No. I mean,
but
now,
in the summer, I would.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older, you shrivel up anyway, don't you? So yeah. You want to have something there dangling. And
your balls seem to get longer.
Your bollocks hang longer than your cock do, don't they? Fucking ridiculous. So what's your tallest moment then, Chris?
Well, because we haven't discussed this, I'm going to pluck it out of the mine's going to be the Titanic.
The Titanic. What, yeah. The building, the setting sail, or of it going down in the sun?
The whole experience.
All right.
Because only rich people could go on it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, it left Southampton, and just to see, because people in those days used to get dressed up, like the women. I love the clothes the women used to wear and their hats and stuff. And just to see them go on it, the activities they did, the catering, and then to ask, see why he didn't see it, what distracted him.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting because it stuck right out.
Yeah, it was fucking iceberg. Miss it.
Yeah. So what was that? I'd like to see the time from when they raised the alarm, why they didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because I know they didn't have radars or anything, but it was that classed as the first voyage to New York? So surely...
Never made its destination, did it? Its final destination. There's a film there somewhere.
So yeah, that would be mine.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
To see.
That'd be a good one, that, mate.
Yeah, and say to him, look, should we do shifts here? You watch it for 6 hours, then you watch it for 6 hours, and have more lamps.
Yeah.
Because they only had one lamp.
Yeah.
And if you have four or five, you'd be more
I suppose,
aware.
When you think about it, the sinking of the Titanic, right, because they kept saying it was invincible or it's unsinkable or whatever it was, the fact that it fucking sunk was good. Not good.
No, but
they learned from it. Yeah, they had more lifeboats and stuff, didn't they? I think the way they built the Titanic as well, because it was just, I can't remember, I've seen a program where they reckon it was just, a ship now has compartments, doesn't it? So if one springs a leak, the water only goes into that compartment and then it doesn't. But Titanic was absolutely ripped down one side, weren't it? So it, and all that. I know a bloke. My mate Bailey went to watch the film. My mate Bailey went to watch the film, and he apparently was fucking laughing his head off as they were all falling into the propellers and stuff. And I think he nearly got chucked out.
The thing's even now. Did you watch the sinking of the Concordia?
No.
Oh mate. Oh, hold on. Watch it.
Is that one where that
captain?
Yeah, he weren't watching. Were he drunk or
no? He was impressing his girlfriend.
That's it.
So he turned around to her and says, "Oh, right. So all ships." Cruise liners have a set route.
Yeah.
And they put it in the computer and it just takes them there.
A bit like a Russian submarine.
Yeah. So when he had this girlfriend on and he says, oh, do you want to look close to this island? It was this gorgeous little island, Gigolo or Gigolo. And she said, oh, I'd love to. And then some of the other officers said, Captain, we shouldn't really be doing that. This is why he got sent down. And he said, oh, it'll be all right. But they went into shallow water. So all the rocks were sticking out. And when you were saying about the compartments, there's like five compartments. And one side got ripped.
Yeah.
And then all the water flooded in and then opened up the next. But because of that, it was one-sided.
Yeah.
So it started tilting. And oh, my God, it's on. Watch it on my
phone. I have actually. Now you've said it, I can remember it. I can remember it.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's on My5 and it's like two episodes and you see people with the cameras filming and it looked frightening.
Yeah, it's bound to,
isn't
it?
Absolutely frightening. And I think seven people died.
Yeah. Yeah, because they died in it as well, didn't they? They couldn't get out of it.
And they found the Italian divers found this one bloke cuddling his daughter. She was four.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing that?
Yeah, it must be...
Just to show off instead of just doing sticking to the route.
I mean, she would have been impressed anyway. He's a captain.
Yeah.
So.
But, when you were saying about you need a disaster to happen to learn from it. And because of that now, nothing goes off route.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more safer.
Yeah, it is. You're right. So. So that's our TARDIS moments. They're all right. They were steady ones.
Yeah.
Now, did you read the script I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I actually did.
Right, so we're going on to the Morris Day thing.
Yes.
Right, on Boxing Day, Morris Day dancers have ditched the black face paint to avoid accusations of racism. A troop of Morris dancers have scrapped black faces in favour of green faces. Mm. Because the members voted to end the tradition because of association with racism. What do you think to that then, Christopher?
I don't think it's racist at all. It's called a thing which, for some reason, the woke lefties don't stand. It's called tradition. Mm. That is it.
Yeah.
There's no. When they first did it, they didn't think, I tell you what, lads, I've started this thing called Morris dancing. Let's paint our faces black to mock black people.
Exactly.
Not one of those people have thought that. No. They've just come up to colour and said, hey, let's put black on. That's yeah. it.
Well, what it is, I'll give you a little bit of history, mate.
Go on.
Back in the day, in the 14th century, they used to cover their faces with soot, right? These people used to cover their faces with soot so they wouldn't be recognised for begging and thieving. So it's just a disguise. It's no different from a bloke pulling a fucking pair of tights over his face.
Yeah.
And robbing a bank.
It's
nothing to do with racism.
Into a racial issue. Because I love Morris dancers.
Yeah, I think they're brilliant.
It's part of being English.
Yeah.
So, I, as a black person, am I offended? Not one bit.
Are you black?
Well, brown. I'll go with brown. But are you allowed to say brown or black?
You can't say fucking anything. No. I don't know.
But in answer to your question, do I think it's racist? Not at all. Do I think it's getting worse? Yeah. I don't know when it's going to end. And
it won't end.
I'm starting to get worried about it now because the younger, you know, from my son's age, as he gets older, it's going to get worse. They're going to bring in all these new rules, and you won't be able to have comedy. You won't be able to do anything. We're going to be this weird, controlled state.
Well, I think personally, mate, if you notice, I go on Facebook and Twitter. There's more and more people who are now starting to say, bollocks, I'm not having that. I'm not listening to that, and that's it. And there's more and more people doing it. And they're not just using different names of these accounts. They're actually using their own names. So when all this comes out, people are saying, bollocks, you're talking bollocks there.
Yeah.
They didn't wear black for racist reasons. They did it as a disguise, so they weren't fucking nicked. Because back in the day, times were hard in the 14th
century.
I'm glad
people started to rebel.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a big fan years ago when Jeremy Vine took over. On Radio 2. Who did he take over? Who was his name?
Oh, Ken somebody.
No, Ken Bruce is before him. But anyway, he took over. And I used to like it. And he used to interview Jerry Adams. And he was a really good journalist. And now I struggle to watch him because he's so left.
Yeah. People are scared to say something and be cancelled. Instead of telling the truth and saying what really is happening. So at this moment, I'm saying the truth is that Morris dancers didn't black up for racist reasons. They blacked up because they didn't want to get nicked in
anonymity.
The 14th century. Exactly.
That's a good word, anonymity.
Well, we've got word of the cast.
We have, coming up. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't go off yet. Don't go make that cup of tea yet. So this is it. Apparently back in 1450, a large group of men entered the Duke of Buckingham's palace park in in Penhurst in Kent. They all dressed up. They actually dressed up with black faces, charcoal faces, wore long false beards and dressed up as women, and they were called Queen of the Fairies.
Were they?
Yeah. So they could commit the crime, do what they need to do. And they couldn't fucking recognise if it were a black man, a white man, a Chinaman.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, or a woman or a bearded lady or anything.
Yeah.
And that's what it was all about back in them days, committing a crime and not getting fucking caught.
But we've got DNA now.
Got DNA.
You know what? I've been so rude to you. I didn't ask what your New Year's resolution was.
I ain't got one, mate. I don't believe in none of that shit.
So you never, ever make one?
No, never made a resolution in my life. Okay. I don't believe in that shit because all that happens... It's like I did a video the other day and they're like, I was following these cyclists on the road. There were like 17 of them all fatted in the Lycra on the brand new bikes, and they've all got together. Oh, come on, let's get fit in that. Oh, fuck off. Get out my
it's
way.
It's annoying.
And then you see
away.
Fat blokes running around in the new bloody gear, don't you? For, you know, on the like that.
Why do they do it now and not in their 20s?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. They've got more chance of having an heart attack and stuff now. Just
and why
eat
don't
less.
They go in single file? They always have to come out to annoy motorists.
Yeah. So they make it dangerous, and then it's like there's a big queue of traffic. They think they're all fucking farmers on bikes. Farmers, there's another one, in these great, great twatting tractors. Fucking mud flying off the wheels all over the place, making the roads slippery.
Farmers, I sort of sympathise with a little bit, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have cornflakes.
We wouldn't have
And these guys work Clarkson. So hard.
Yeah. I agree, but
they do long hours.
I was on the road yesterday in the van, and there was a lorry, a tractor come out, and there were mud flying all over the place. It's covered the transit. Oh, for fuck's sake.
But yeah, I do feel for farmers, because they get it on all sides.
Yeah, they do. But the thing is, do you ever see a poor farmer?
No.
No. But there again, we went out yesterday. We went for a walk over Belton. And there were farmers there, and they were all grafting away on a Sunday afternoon.
That's
and you think,
I mean.
Fucking hell.
I mean, I go to work at 4 in the morning, and I see them in the fields with the lights. At night time, they're still out it there. They do some bloody long hours.
Yeah, and then one day they might have to go and kill a sheep because it's got its fucking head stuck in a fence.
I respect them, but I couldn't do that job.
No, I couldn't.
And you got to use a lot of maths. You need to work out the fields and all that.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it is. It is hard work. Well, you've only got to watch Clarkson, ain't you? Oh, you didn't like Clarkson. You moaned about him, didn't you? You didn't. So that's that one done then. Morris dancing is not racist.
I agree.
Right, so now it's time for Word of the Cast.
Here we go.
Me and Aidy worked with Chris back in the day at Cannon in Colville. Chris would often come up to us and say, do you know what this word means? No, we don't, Chris. And then he'd tell us and then spell it out and tell us what the word means. So this is it, folks. This is Chris's... We've got to do the jingle in a second.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is Chris's Word of the Cast.
Chris's Word of the Podcast.
Right, so that should have had the jingle on. So, Christopher, what is it?
The word of the day.
Cast! Word of the cast!
You know what? I keep doing that every time. It's like I've got Tourette's. Right, word of the cast is succour. I repeat, succour.
Not suck yours.
No, succour. It means assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. Can you see that with this beautiful Samsung Galaxy Fold? Yeah. Succor.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That is a good word, though, isn't it?
It is. I like that, succor. How did you spell it? I bet you can't remember
it's
that.
It's succour.
There you go. We'll get you a job. We'll get you on...
Countdown,
yeah. You can Dictionary be the new corner. Rachel. What's her name? Issue Corner, there you go.
Oh, it's something else I've got to tell you.
Oh, God, here
Sorry.
We go.
Have you seen Countdown Now?
I can't say it's on my to-watch list, but...
Right, I love Countdown. Anne Robinson presents it.
That black lad who had a go at her. And he were like, rapping, weren't they?
Yeah,
fucking
and she just shot him down. But the new one is... they're making it too obvious, TV's making it too obvious. So, Rachel Riley, who's just absolutely lovely. I love Carol Vorderman and I love Rachel Riley. She's pregnant, so she's off on maternity leave. Guess who the new...
Do you find pregnant women sexy?
Yes.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Definitely. Guess who the new Countdown woman is? Who's took over Rachel Riley?
Do we know her? Is she famous?
No.
No, I don't know.
I'll change it then. What colour do you think she is?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Just have a watch.
Is she ticking a box?
She's ticking black. A box? She is the box. A joke. So they didn't put an Italian woman in, a Chinese, Japanese, Aboriginal,
Scottish,
white Canadian, white Scottish, none of that, no Norwegian, a token black woman. That's what they've done. So. Watch Countdown and...
Is she fit?
No. I mean, she's ridiculously clever, and I respect her for that, but it's too obvious.
Yeah.
It's too goddamn obvious.
Right. There you go.
And then when Rachel Riley comes back and they get rid of the black woman, oh, that's racist. She should have kept her on. Rachel Riley decided to have a child, so she shouldn't come back. That's what will happen.
I honestly didn't know this.
Yeah,
this
watch Countdown, 3 p.m., Channel 4, and you will see her.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's getting too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah.
You know, this new show on Netflix.
I'd like to have seen the interviewing process then, that she got the job.
The interviewing process is, everyone was qualified. She came in, failed the test. Don't matter, she's black. Get her in. That would have been the interviewing process.
Yeah. Fair enough. And that's him saying that, not me. Don't have a fucking go at me.
Don't have a go at me. I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah.
That's all.
So, all right. So that's it then.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't... I've not watched Countdown for a long while. I could only get like four letters in the word. You know what I mean?
I love Countdown because it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So.
And I love Anne Robinson.
Yeah, she's very dry, isn't she? And she was very quick. I'm not happy with the Elton John wig she wears.
Is it? No, hair's real though, isn't
it? Is it? Well, it's an Elton John hairstyle.
Then, have you seen the new Weakest Link?
No.
Oh my God, it's getting worse. I bet the viewers are screaming at the TV. Chris, we have the guy who presents that. What colour is he, Dave? I'm being serious. What colour is he?
Is he black? Who is it?
He's Asian. It's that Rob Robish. He's supposed to be an Indian comedian. He's about as funny as me falling down a pothole.
Thing is, though, Chris, people might find that funny.
Oh, he's got a lazy eye, glasses.
Oh, Ramesh.
That's him.
Yeah.
He presents Weakest Link. He's not even funny.
No, I know what you're saying. I do like, on these certain programs that he does, I do quite like him, but I can see what you mean. I can't find him funny on Weakest Link.
No, he hasn't got the intelligence. Anne Robson would be so sarcastic, but because she's got the intelligence, she'd strip you.
Yeah.
He hasn't got that. At all.
So, yeah. So I know what you mean. That Ramesh, what's his name? He does the touring programs, doesn't he, when he goes travelling around the country,
around the
world. Yeah. And I quite like some of that. But I can see what you mean about Weakest Link. To be on the Weakest Link, you've got to be...
articulate.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr's clever and he's funny.
And he does cut you dead.
Ricky Gervais would be brilliant on it.
But Ricky Gervais won't fucking lower himself, would he, to that?
No, God, no.
So, right, so that's that. I'm just going to start the camera again.
Yep. See, we're getting old. You've been making noises getting up.
Oh, dear. Oh, we're back, folks. We're back. The camera's restarting. You've probably seen that. I don't know. I don't know how the editing. The lads who do the editing here are fucking good, aren't they?
Yeah, really good.
It does all just blend into one. And I'm thinking, when did they mix that in?
It's clever.
Yeah, get yourself down to Grandmore Studios. If you have got this ambition of wanting to do a podcast, just get in touch with them. They might do a deal so that your first one is
free
or money off or whatever. But if you're sitting there and you do want to do a podcast in the Loughborough Leicestershire area, just get down here and see what they say. It's just good. So, right. So, we've only got one more to talk about, mate.
Okay.
And Piers Morgan.
Okay.
I'll just give a bit of the information. I'm sure people know all about it. Piers Morgan has had death threats against him. Some bloke's been arrested. He said he was going to kill him. If he didn't kill Piers, he'd kill his son or his wife. What do you reckon to that, mate, on
For
death
what
threat? I think it's just Piers Morgan.
I don't agree with it.
No, I don't.
He's not, he hasn't killed people, he's just vocal, and you shouldn't, everyone's entitled to an opinion.
Yeah.
If you believe it or not. So I'm glad that guy's got arrested.
Well, he's been arrested. He got arrested last year. 43-year-old man was arrested in Manchester on February the 17th on suspicion of making death threats. It took him 6 months to find him. So obviously,
these death threats, were they all over the internet?
Yeah, he put it on Twitter. I've got it here. You're a marked man. Call the police, big tech, or beefing up your security isn't going to stop us getting to you. This isn't a threat, it's a promise. Your son is going to get killed. Morgan said last night, people think it's perfectly okay to make death threats to public figures on social media.
I agree with them. Yeah. It's not right at all.
But now, the death threat things. Now, I listen to a bloke called The Angry Bootneck on YouTube. He's really good. He says it how it is. He's from Middlesbrough. And hopefully one day I'll have him on this. I'll get him on my podcast.
Yeah.
And he says that you've got to be careful what you're thinking here and what you're doing, because people make a death threat on Twitter. It's easy to do, right? Piers Morgan, you are a... I'm going to do send. It's gone. Back in the 70s, 80s and 90s, you had to buy a notepad, a pen, an envelope, find the fucking address to send it, a stamp, write it and get it. By the time you've done all that, he's saying that you could have calmed down and thought, oh, fucking hell, I'm being a twat here.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, it's so easy to do. So, I mean, I've had people on my thing, on my lives, and I used to do lives. I don't do lives anymore because there's too much shitheads who get on there who just want to abuse you. And this is one reason why I stopped them. But one said to me one day, he goes, I hope you die of cancer.
It's a bit harsh. Why did Jean say that? I thought she loved you.
Yeah, I did. Probably worth more dead, aren't I? No, and he said like...
You actually will be, by the way.
Yeah, he says, I hope you die of cancer. And I just went, oh, for fuck's sake, mate. If you're going to fucking abuse me, at least put some effort into it and don't just do a lame that I hope you die of cancer.
People like that. I see, my mindset's different. It doesn't bother me if you've got £1 or £100 million or... you've got a bigger house than me or this and that. You ought to care about your own situation. Piers Morgan doesn't mean anything to me. His opinion doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Now and again, he entertains me, but he doesn't mean anything.
No.
So I'm not a fan of Katie Price, Kerry Katona, Victoria Beckham. They annoy me, but I certainly wouldn't threaten to kill them. They're the parents.
Yeah.
You know, they just... love this limelight.
Yeah.
No one deserves to be told that I'm going to kill you and your son.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Nowhere near.
So for him to be arrested, and I hope they throw the book at him.
Yeah. But the thing as well is, it's like now he's said this comment. He put this, I am going to kill you. And it's taken the police 6 months to find him.
Mm.
And he's not done anything. I don't think he's even like repeated the comment again. As he said it in the heat of the moment and... and because it's Piers, and Piers has gone to the police and says, right, I've had this death threat. If it was me who said, right, I've had a death threat now, what are you going to do about it? You know, and I know other YouTubers, and if they'd have had it, do you think the police would have... if it was me, do you think the police would have come out and, right, let's nick this bloke and find him?
No.
Or do you think they'd have just left it? And because it's just Piers. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the difference?
I think it's disgraceful it's took them 6 months, because this guy could have been a serious... killer and gone around and killed Piers or harmed him in a real bad way. Second, if it would happen to you, I don't think it even would have got a mention.
No, I don't. I don't think it had got a mention at all. If it was me or, I don't know, Angry Bootneck. They wouldn't have bothered. The police just wouldn't have bothered and cared. Excuse me, folks. I just burped. I've been drinking water. It just... so I don't know. I mean, yeah, you don't need people making death threats, but I think you've got to like have some substance in it.
You can have an opinion.
Yeah.
And just what you
heat of the moment
thing
is what I'm saying.
It's like if someone says something on Twitter or whatever and you don't agree with, you just say, I respect your opinion, but I don't agree with it. I think the way you interviewed that person was disgraceful. And that's it. Like, I remember watching... is it called GMTV?
Nowadays? Yeah. Or Good Morning Britain? Ah, oh, fuck.
And they had this woman from Love Island. Now, she chose to be on Love Island. Fair enough, she wasn't the cleverest of cats. The way Piers Morgan spoke to her was disgusting.
Yeah.
Really put her down. She didn't deserve that.
No.
But I would, if I was on Twitter, I'd write, the way you spoke to her was wrong. You ought to change the way you speak to people. Be more respectful. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be angry, say, you're dead, your son's dead. That there's something wrong with you to get that.
But this is what I'm saying. Is it heat of the moment thing? Or is it...
No, I think Piers Morgan, especially through COVID, he was on every day. And I think this guy who's done it was just getting more and more wound up. And I think it was the straw that broke the camel's back when
he made the death threat. But has he made, I don't know, has he made other death threats? But like you've also said, this was apparently a quick investigation, yet it took 6 months.
Exactly. Quite so quick.
So did the police end up like fucking stop making TikTok dances to go and arrest him?
Yeah.
Because this is in February last year. I mean, it's not as though... what's that thing when your computer leaves a, not a pin, not a,
it leaves like a footprint.
Yeah. So it's taken 6 months. You've got to remember, last year in February, we were all in fucking lockdown. So it's not as though you've got to go out looking for him. The fucking idiot would have been at home. Why did it take 6 months to find him?
I think the police nowadays cherry pick what they want to do.
Yeah.
When those police officers invaded that pub in Scotland on New Year's Eve, did you watch it?
I fucking
that
seen it.
That was so wrong.
Yeah.
They had 6 vans.
Yeah.
They threw a woman to a floor.
Yeah.
A 50-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And arrested the guy who owned it just because Nicola Sturgeon says you got to do this. And yet, they're quick to do that.
Yeah.
But it takes them 6 months to do Piers Morgan.
I mean, if this bloke was serious about killing Piers Morgan, why did he... I just don't understand how it took 6 months to find him. Arrest him and then release him on bail.
I don't understand why he's so angry that I like people wind me up, but I wouldn't.
No, I've never.
No one's like got me that mad.
No.
To think I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
but it's not just saying that; it's about his son.
Yeah, the son and his wife. He says, "If I don't get your dad, your mum is getting it." Oh, he also sent the messages to his son as well then, I think, so.
I mean, he deserves to...
Yeah, he deserves to be arrested and something happens.
And he'll be so... he'll lose his job.
Yeah.
He'll have a criminal record.
Yeah.
When you put something on the internet, it stays there forever.
Yeah.
So he's thrown his life away for what?
Just
an opinion?
A minute of anger.
Yeah.
And he's like... Probably a minute of drunken anger as well. He's probably come back from the pub...
We all get angry and wound up.
Yeah. I bet they're going, I'll show you, Piers, I will this and that. You cunt.
Like you said, I agree with what you said. If you're really bothered about something, you'd get a pen and paper, you'd sit there and you'd write it and you'd say, look, this is how I feel. Go down to the post office, post it. But he obviously, he's not that. He was heat of the moment, in my opinion.
I think it's heat of the moment. I don't know, but this is going to be one of them things. Just a quick point. Can you remember when that, in the protests of the lockdown, and there was a reporter who was chased back to Downing Street? Can you remember that?
No.
They were doing this protest anyway. This reporter got spotted from the BBC. That's a fucking legendary fucking sound information.
That ought to be scrapped by. They ought to get rid of that fucking thing.
Horrible. And he got chased back to the Downing Street. And apparently this bloke who chased him back... was arrested, got tattoos, looks like some new age traveller. And he was going to be prosecuted on the 8th of November.
Well, what was his crime?
Apparently intimidation or threatening behaviour. I can't remember. He's never been brought to court. So there you go, folks. Can you remember that, folks, when that copper, not the copper, the protester chased that BBC reporter back to Downing Street because he were in fear of his life. And it was going to go to court on the 8th of November.
Huh.
I've looked it up. I can't find fuck all.
I know we're sort of wrapping up in a minute, but I've just got one more thing to say.
Well, you got your Ant and Dec thing, ain't you, as well?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that last night?
No, because it's Ant and Dec and I don't watch them.
Right. If anyone watched the Ant and Dec game show on Saturday night, let me know your thoughts on it. I thought the money is called Limitless.
Yeah.
And you can win as much money as you can. It was too complicated.
Yeah.
The questions, like those two try to have the same ingredients the way they do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It doesn't work on this game show. It was cringy.
Yeah.
The young couple who did it, it seemed too rehearsed. They actually did win 500,000, but Ant was saying, oh, I'm shaking. Oh, and they were exaggerating everything. And
Ant was shaking because he was driving home.
But they think we're stupid. They've done a new deal with ITV where they get 40 million a year, yeah. 20 million each.
Yeah.
They couldn't care that they won £1,000 or £500. And he said, I'm shaking. And it's a dreadful game show. I'm just wondering if you guys seen it and your thoughts on that.
I've totally gone off Ant and Dec. They keep winning awards. No, they keep winning award after award after award.
But for what?
Just TV.
Because they're not funny anymore.
No, I don't think
they
funny.
Used to be.
Yeah.
But they were so original.
Yeah.
Because you and I grew up with Morecambe and Wise, Little and Large.
Cannonball.
Cannonball. I mean, they pull his braces out. Just brilliant. Ant and Dec, when they first did SMTV, it was brilliant. Because I'd always go out on a Friday, I'd go to Trav's in the morning, I'd have a hangover, I'd put the TV on, and that wonky donkey.
Yeah.
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
And then they just started believing their own hype, and they're just not funny anymore.
Well, I personally put it down to the fact that ITV have got them different writers that have to be. It has to tick boxes again.
Yeah.
It can't be offensive. It can't be this. It can't be that. And they're not funny. They're just not fucking funny.
Because the classic with that donkey wonky and this girl, Dec was giving her the answer. And he kept saying, are you stupid? Are you stupid? You can't say that to someone.
No.
So you're absolutely right. They said, right, you can't say that. So we'll keep that. And it was just rubbish.
It's like Tiswas, isn't it? You could never do that nowadays.
Impossible.
Bring back Tiswas. Throwing buckets of cold water over fucking kids.
You have
kids.
Got no chance.
Smacking them in the face with a phantom flam finger pie.
You just brilliant. Couldn't do it.
It'd be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it?
Swap shop,
yeah.
Get rid of your old pants.
Yeah. But just
for a toy car.
Yeah, it's just fucking unbelievable.
Do you want to swap? No, mate.
Yeah.
Do you remember on, I forgot what it was called. Mike Reed did it after Swap Shop.
Run Around, oh.
No, Run Around Mike Reed, bloody hell. And... it had 5-star on.
Yeah.
And that bloke rang me, see. I just like to say, you're a bunch of...
wankers.
Sarah Green, bless her. But I used to love the phone-ins because I think, someone's going to say something.
Yeah, because they never in them days, they couldn't track your call back, could they?
No, and now, if you ring up, they warn you and say, if you say a thing, blah, 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 so people get scared.
It's quite funny, really, because when you think about it, back in the day, you weren't allowed to say 5-star, you bunch of wankers, but you could employ Jimmy Savile.
Oh, I know. That's a joke. I even watched this thing. I was supposed to wrap it up, but I can't help it now. You've got me on a roll. I love watching BBC 4 where they do Top of Pops from 19. So.
Yeah, there's no DJs apart from Steve Wright.
And then they did this top songs from the 70s. And Gary Glitter was always in the top 10.
Yeah.
Or he had so many number ones. What they did, they'd show ABBA or T-Rex and talk about him, play me. When Gary Glitter got to number one, they showed him being number one and then moved straight on.
Yeah.
Didn't even mention him. With Jimmy Savile, they dubbed his voice. Like, he went to talk and they cut it. Like, you couldn't hear him.
Cut him.
Just awful.
They aren't fucking
He was fingering
him.
A young girl at the time. That's a joke.
There is that. No, but you're right, though, because there was time.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Have you seen the things with Joe Biden? All bloody touching kids in front of... What the fuck is that all about?
Or kiss them on the lips.
Yeah, or sniffing the fucking air.
He's weird. Oh, and he's the president.
He's the president of
the United States.
It's fucking frightening that he can...
I know.
But talking to Gary Glitter, I went to the... I love a charity shop, right? I love to go in and try
We did have that nice coat on the other day.
Didn't I, yeah? And I went in the other day and I was looking for just tapes and CDs and stuff like that. And what's that fucking playing on? And it's Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Christmas.
But it's a good song.
Oh, yeah. It is, isn't it?
It's like the film, The Joker.
Yeah. And he's coming down the stairs.
Yeah. I mean, what a great song.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There you go. So, so anyway, that's it. We're going to wind this one up then. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to Ada.
It's been weird. Have you found it weird him not being there?
Yeah.
It's
like,
it
you need him there, don't we?
Yeah.
Ada's our safety net, isn't he? And he's like, if we get... Well, I don't think we fucking struggled, have we, to chat today?
We can't shut you up.
No.
We've been non-stop talking for 54 minutes.
Exactly. So it has been funny not having Ada here, but he'll be back. He's like a fucking rubber ball, all round and squidgy. Thanks for coming on then, Chris. Thank Enjoyed
you for
it,
having
mate.
Me. Always enjoy. Always a pleasure.
Always
and
a
if
pleasure.
If you noticed, I haven't let you down yet.
No.
Because he accused me, we went to meet him and his lovely wife, June, and he said, I'm surprised you're turning up. I was waiting for a voice message.
I was waiting. Oh, Dave, mate, I've got to let you down. I've done this and that and all this.
I think the older you get, you prioritise what's important, what's not important. Because when I was young, I used to have like 12, 15 mates. I think they were mates. They're just associates. But as you get older, you think...
Mickey Nelson and
Steph.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, they message me every week.
Yeah.
I always, and I can name just 5 close friends now.
Yeah.
With those close friends, I make that effort.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, you've changed your job as well, haven't you? Or you change your hours of your job. So you're
so much better.
Yeah. You're under more...
freedom.
Yeah. So, like George Michael. Well, he's dead, isn't he? Yeah. So that's it, folks. Thanks for the podcast. Thanks to Grandma Studio in Loughborough.
Thank you.
Hope you've enjoyed it. Like and subscribe to the podcast. I'm not particularly bothered about the other stuff, but I really, really, we really want this to go, don't we?
Definitely.
We're doing quite well as well on the viewers. We're hitting a steady 5,000 every video.
Let's make it 10,000 people.
Spread the word.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell
family.
Your friends. Even if you don't like us, just tell everybody. I just want this to fucking work.
And you can learn a lot from this podcast.
Yeah.
Always learning.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? This is why you can pretty much say anything you fucking like and it doesn't matter. If I said what you said, I'd have been fucking...
crucified.
Yeah, I'd have been... they would have tried to have cancelled me, but they wouldn't because I would still keep coming back. All right, folks, we're going to knock that one on the head. We've got a nice 1 hour or so out of it. Thank you for listening, folks. Spread the word, and here we go. Laters.